The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today, the 17th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging out.
He was at the coast this week.
How was your weekend?
It was great. I got to hang out with my grandparents, my great-grandma. She turns 99 in like a month.
You know, when
you
got genetics like that, like Linda has, you guys are going to be, you know, rocking on your porches when you're 150.
Well, I mean, at 99, the things that she's seen.
No, I know.
In her lifetime.
She's like just this massive wealth of life experience.
You got to listen. I mean, yeah. I mean, just talking to your dad, he's 92. He's come up through the Depression. He's, you know, been through World War II in Korea and, Greatest Generation and the huge rebuilding of America. I mean, he's been through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, he says a lot of things.
Yes, he does.
But he can talk about them. He remembers names back of kids he played with back when he was like 10 years, 8 years old. And today he just remembers everything. I mean, it's like.
He does.
I can't remember yesterday.
Yes, you can. And we get to talk about that because we had a really amazing experience where we want to share that with you. But today let's go to the weather. Because we're going to keep reminding you that there is an excessive heat warning, and today will be sunny and hot, all right, with our temperatures around 107. Winds, now I was out early this morning, winds a little bit, 6 to 9, but tonight looks like they could get up 7 to 11 miles per hour, and maybe wind gusts up to 22 miles per hour. Tuesday calls for also very hot temperatures with 103, but slowing a little bit with overnight lows of 71. Wednesday, 103. With 72 clear skies throughout, 108 on Thursday, and then we get back to Friday, and it's 112. And then, of course, on Saturday, it looks like we're around 110 with Sunday 107. So we're up in those high excessive heat warning temperatures, and the weather is always brought to you by a business in Anderson that is a veteran-owned business. It's called Shasta Gas Propane, where they give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're lovely people. So thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for always sponsoring our weather, 365-3793. Now, we know that we had Shasta College on this last week, and they brought in some of the cast from The Sound of Music. And so Sunday, what a great way to actually beat the heat, but we didn't do it just for that. We did it because we really need to put our Heinies in the seats and support theater at Shasta College. And when they have a production like this, what better way? So we went yesterday for the 2 o'clock matinee, sold out, by the way.
We have Anne Marie.
Oh, well then, last time she talked about, Anne, sorry about that. I didn't look over my shoulder there. We'll talk about Sound of Music later, but let's go with you. You're on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Glad to see you haven't completely melted with the heat.
It was only 114. It was 100 degrees last night at our house at about
9:30. Yeah, it was 100 and oh my goodness. So today, July 17th, is National Peach Ice Cream Day, which seems appropriate. And on this day, back in 1955, Disneyland had its grand opening. So just a little fun fact there.
Wow.
Yes, with the triple digits sticking around, I would like to let our listeners know about some cooling centers in the area. The following are cooling centers during regular hours of operation, and they include the Anderson Library, Cottonwood Library, Redding Library, Burney Library, and Shasta Lake Library. For a complete list of cooling centers in Shasta County, call 530-229-8882. And if you are looking for transportation to the cooling centers or other areas, the Reading Area Bus Authority is doing free bus rides through September 30th. For more information, give them a call at 530-241-2877. And as we start our calendar off, this week, well, actually this morning, there's an event taking place at 11 a.m. at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and that is the Venom Show. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. From 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. this morning, you can check out the Venom Show, and it has a tarantula and a rattlesnake. Admission is free for members and included in paid park admission. And don't forget their Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, which is currently taking place Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This exhibit runs through August 13th. And the Wings of Summer Butterfly House is also running now through August 13th. This event is offered from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can view hundreds of spectacular butterflies in an enclosed garden area. This is one of my favorites. Admission is free for members and included with paid park admission. On Friday night, you can enjoy a free concert at Claire Ingle Park in Shasta Lake. This week, catch a performance by Special When Lit. Music begins at 6:30 p.m. and runs till 8:30 p.m. This event is part of the Friday Night in the Park Summer Concert Series, which is running Friday nights through August 11th. And if you were not able to catch The Sound of Music last week, and I'm glad that you, Carl, and you, Linda, were able to catch it, but there's still time, folks, to catch it this week. It's going to be running July 20th through 22nd, 7 p.m., and July 23rd, they will have a 2 p.m. performance located at the Shasta College Theater at 11555 Old Oregon Trail, Building 500, in Reading. Tickets start at $10 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com. And finally, the Reading Fire Department is currently seeking folks interested in volunteering for a local community emergency response team known as CERT. CERT is a federal emergency management agency, FEMA, program. The CERT program teaches people about disaster preparedness, where you can learn basic skills on fire safety, light search and rescue, disaster medical operations, and team organization. CERT was started back in 1985 by the Los Angeles Fire Department and became national in 1993. Now, this is a great program, folks. I graduated from the CERT program back in 2007. So I can tell you firsthand, this is an awesome program and a great resource for the community. So if you're interested in going through the course and becoming a member, you can add your name to the interest list at cityofreading.org. And that is your weekly calendar for right here in the North State.
Well, thank you very much. Yep. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about The Sound of Music when we get back. And but we're going to talk about that, and so we're going to give you our very detailed review of The Sound of Music. So
And other headlines.
And at 7:30, we got, I think, the Veterans Home's coming on. At 8 o'clock, we have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, but Mary Rickert, Supervisor Rickert, is going to be with her. So thanks a lot.
We'll be right back.
Anne-Marie, thanks a lot. Is she gone? She's gone already. She must be a busy lady. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash, where I need to go to. Quick and Clean Car Wash is on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. I love taking my truck down there. It always comes out sparkling clean. There's a nice person at the end wiping it off with a huge, huge towel. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 car wash coupons, you get 3 free. It's reasonably priced. The people have been there that own this have been in that on that block right there for like 95 years. It was a car dealership, then a gas station, and then everything that's in there now. On the corner of Market and Eureka Way, Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been here in our community for over 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're all happy with it. It is truly a community bank. Local board of directors started in our area here and has thrived in one of the top small banks in the United States. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, did you like the did you like the bump music coming in?
Absolutely. Thank you, Liam, for paying attention. Anyway, we the Sound of Music is currently there's four more shows at the Shasta College. We have one voucher left, and it was sold out yesterday. And with their, because I know that doing media and doing certain things with families where they get vouchers, they only had, I think it was either 45 or 75, and that they were going to be holding for those vouchers that were given out. So forget about, I think, next Sunday for the voucher.
But no, they're not doing it next Sunday. For the vouchers, it's not good for the these vouchers are not good for next Sunday
because it's so popular and it was literally just a wonderful. I mean, it was a five tier for me. It was a five. I don't know why because the,
five
you know the
tissues.
Yeah the nuns and the singing and we saw Pat Karch there and Trish was there and it was just you get enveloped in today, especially now we need it. You know, when you can get enveloped in something that feels really yummy and it's there's good heart in it and there's movement and positivity and family and connection. And what did we do last night? We came home and we watched a show that was taped, that you taped, actually bought it, The Sound of Music, where afterwards there's Julie Andrews doing walking around Salzburg and interviewing different people and with wonderful photos of the 50-year, the 50 years afterwards commemorating.
Anniversary, yeah.
Right. And what it meant for her. So there are pictures of her. And most of all the outside scenes were filmed in Salzburg, and then at 20th Century Fox, the insides were usually on
the
soundstage. Yes.
We're in that. Now let's go back to the play yesterday. Incredible singing, Maria, the girl that played Maria, just outstanding. And then the
I don't have her name in front of me. I'm sorry,
Captain Von Trapp is an optometrist. Out of Bernie, he's like 6'3". And now let's talk about it. In Bernie. So he was driving down for rehearsals and driving back. And he was on our show the other day when we had the cast on, and he was in between patients, which is how he could talk to us. And you know the thing is the kids in it were wonderful. We had some of the children in here on our show last week, and it's worth the time.
Rodgers and Hammerstein were brilliant. And here's
it was their last musical.
Right, and you when we talk about the guy who played Captain Von Trapp, from Bernie, his son, he maybe could drive down if his son lives in Bernie, who helped with the sets, and the sets were really nice. They were beautifully painted. And then there's also Terry Swope and her daughter, who she plays a nun. Terry and her daughter played one of the children. And I don't have the notes in front of me, but anyway. So it was, if you're looking for something, we all need that right now with our, the heaviness. I mean, I opened the headlines and it's just like San Francisco is, of course, crashing because of the homeless pandemic or after the pandemic and the rise in homelessness. The list goes on and on and on about stuff that's happening in our headlines. The writer's strike that could definitely collapse the theaters as we know it. It's a big business. The longer they stay out, the more things could fall apart. But on a happy note, we've got a ticket left, one ticket. So that means that you can go one of these evenings. It's a $20 value and just buy another ticket for your loved one or go alone. Because it was wonderful. You're not going to be there and not know somebody. Good chance. Anyway, so give us a call for that.
It was just the lady that played the Mother Abbess in it. And she sang Climb Every Mountain. Whoa.
Right.
That was a real powerful. I mean, and the whole cast was really good. We knew parts of the cast from, you know, one of them used to be a producer that worked here, Travis. And we heartily endorse this, as we do theater here in Reading, because we have a lot of theater in Reading.
I have a question for you. How long do you think you could last at sea? You go out, and you and your dog are on a paddleboard.
On a paddleboard? First of all, let's start
Or a catamaran.
Oh, a catamaran.
How long do you think that you could last at sea?
Well, that depends.
Lost.
It depends. I know. But that depends on things like you can last, you know, like four weeks without food, but only 3 days without water. So you'd have to have a way of getting water. So if it was raining and you could save water for you and your dog, well, then you have the dog, so you could always eat the dog if it got down to that. So what? But how long could you last? I don't know. I've seen places where people have lasted, you know, 100 days out there because of the, you know, when they've been floating around. So.
Well, this guy, I mean, this is in headlines. Sydney, he was Australian.
Well, Australians are different. They drink their own urine. You know, so.
51 and his canine companion left Mexico and sailed for French Polynesia in April. But their catamaran was hit by a storm that wiped out the electronics several weeks later. They were rescued by passing trawler this week after a helicopter spotted them. So for 3 months, they were adrift at sea. And let's see. Let's talk about this. So he embarked on his more than 3,728-mile voyage from Mexico City of La Paz. It left the sailor and his dog drifting in the hostile North Pacific Ocean. It was said his fishing gear helped him survive while he also managed to avoid sunburn by sheltering under his boat's canopy. They talked about how they lived on fish, the dog and the man.
Of course, dogs eat fish.
That's it.
Well, here's the thing is, too, it's did he have a some kind of water, you know, a desalination process on his boat? And if his electronics was out, does it mean his engines were out and everything? Because usually you need to have your engines running.
No, he was drifting.
Okay, so he was drifting. Well, if he had a way of making water and he had food already because he was in a boat that was heading to, where was he heading to? Tahiti or someplace.
French Polynesia.
Yeah. Well, people make that voyage, that passage all the time. So he already had food on there and then he was fishing. So yeah, I could see where he could, if you're on a paddle board, no, I wouldn't say you'd be out there for what was it, 3 months? Anyway,
it sounds like he did fairly well because there was still a dog at the end of it.
Right, that right.
You know what? That's true. And as much as you hate it, but if he's fishing and he's getting fish every day and he watches, you know, how he, you know, how much he eats, you know, if he has a good day of fish, you know, he saves it for the next few days. And if he has, the biggest thing is water. How did he make water? Maybe he had a system that was like a hand pump as a backup system.
I don't know. We'll have to watch the video.
Or he probably started off with water, of course. And, so yeah, I would, it would be interesting to see. But
oh,
they have found people out there drifting rafts for a couple, you know, 100 days.
And what, you know, after going through that kind of ordeal and then to come back on the street in a car, you know, like remember Castaway and he came back and they flew him back and there he was back in this plane and they flew him back and had all this
seafood
like a buffet.
The buffet was the seafood.
It was just I thought that was kind of interesting. A perspective of what it must be like when you live, you become one. You have to kind of become one. And otherwise, if you fight it, then how do you, you know, I don't think
that. What do you do? You embrace the suck.
Yeah, you embrace. We ran into Trish yesterday. She was like, it's so hot. What do you say, Carl?
It sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Embrace the suck.
Oh,
I'm stuck on an island. I'm having to live on fish. I'm having to, I have coconuts. And, but he survived. That's, you know, the big thing is survival.
Right.
Is having that tenacity to keep going.
Well, he's got a movie and a book, you know. Who knows?
Does.
No, he will after this. I mean, you know, people want to know. What's it? Where do you go? The human spirit is an amazing. The human body and the human spirit, sometimes we get so lost in our stupid video games and violence and negative, and we think about what the human spirit and the body can do. It is truly the biggest miracle on the planet.
I really contemplated making that passage from Mexico over. That passage is, you go from.
You were a sailor.
Yeah.
You sold yachts and did that kind of thing with these.
Lived on them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, I was thinking about selling the one I had, and getting a sailboat, a catamaran, or a, you know, a blue water sailor, and because they'd have the Baja Haha, where they'd sail from, north of San Diego all the way down into Mexico, and then everybody would take off at that time of the year, would take off for Hawaii. And then from Hawaii, you just head south, and you end up in French Polynesia. So the number of people doing that. And see, when his electronics were taken out, which meant his, you know, I'm just a little surprised because he still had his sails. And here's the problem, is a lot of people rely on their electronics, you know, to tell them where they are, mm-hmm. which direction they're supposed to be on. They really don't know how to use a sextant, which will tell you your exact location. And this, you see this a
how
lot.
How do you spell that?
A sextant?
Sextent. Okay.
And they've used it since, you know, from like the 1700s or 1800s. Where it tells your exact position in the sea off the stars and your position, on the horizon. And it's very accurate. You can still use them today. So see, people don't, but it is difficult to use, but because they've got GPS, you know, and then they'll say they'll have a backup GPS. Well, if they both get fried, you don't know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says drifting, does this mean is that his sails were down? If he was hit in a storm and his sails were ripped off, he was demasted. Otherwise, he could continue to sail, and you know you're going to be sailing in a kind of a westerly direction. And on your charts, but then again, there you go into it. If you had electronic charts, they're gone. So, you know, he didn't have the backup systems in this. And I'm not denigrating anything he did, because I don't know anything about the situation. But this is something that a lot of old-time sailors were talking about, where people started out on passages with just electronics. And if that goes down, they're in deep trouble. And the other thing is, when they're heading off from Mexico, a lot of them go to, they're heading out together. You know, maybe 10 boats heading out. So they can't see each other, but they're all within, you know, 50 miles of each other.
I got a quick clarification. He was 2 months lost at sea, and this article says eating raw fish and drinking rainwater.
Yeah.
With his dog, Bella.
Well, raw fish doesn't bother the dog, and if you eat sashimi, there you go. Okay, we've got to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Look forward, face up at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Welcome back. Okay, I like that one song too. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Dubai.
Currently 84 degrees in the downtown studio.
At 7:37, it's 84 degrees. So get into your cooling areas. We're going to go over these cooling centers again, too. There's a few that Anne Marie didn't have that I have. 7:37 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, where I went to, was it last week? Week before. And I had one of those star cracks that just, you just know it's just going to get bad. And I called Jeff, and he got me in. He could barely see where he fixed it. And then he found two more he fixed. So this man does outstanding work. Saves you a lot of money, but he doesn't take chances with your safety. He'll take a look at it, and he'll fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, why don't you go in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a local business, and it's a veteran-owned business, and he just does outstanding work. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're here with Linda Kent. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, thanks for having me.
Linda appears on our station more than I do. But
I wouldn't go that far. So you're quite a bit.
So you're here today to talk about, you are with the Veterans Home Committee with your face, with your hat today.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Your Veterans Home hat.
The Veterans Home Committee hat. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And you're here today to either bring news or talk about for our listeners to consider
Being a member, coming and helping us out.
Okay, so tell us what that means and what that looks like.
Okay.
What do you need?
We need bodies to help us with different projects out at the home. We meet once a month, the fourth Tuesday of the month, at 6 p.m. at Lulu's. And, you know, a lot of the members are getting older and don't have as much energy. And we're trying to get the young people involved in helping out at the home.
What do you think, Linda, let's just take a second here and think of, you know, we've been here now I've been here 17, Carl, we've been on the air now going on 15, and we see what happens with the older generation that were very, very involved in the Marine Corps ball,
right,
and so many of the veterans events and the younger, what is that about with this younger generation that still has served and come back, but not there as much as the older? Is it, do you think it's, do you, would you say perhaps it could be, we're plugged into our computers way more than the older generation?
Yeah, I'll go with that. And a lot of times, like with our committee, people don't even know that we're there. So that's part of why we do this, is to let people know what we do and why we do it. You know, out at the home, they need other things that the state don't provide. We put in dance floors, you know, exercise equipment, bocce ball courts. I mean, all that type of stuff that they need to have a quality of life out there.
Okay. So you're looking for members to come in on the once a month so that somebody could be designated then. Like, okay, you're going to be in charge of decorations on Halloween, or we need somebody to help with the, like you said, the bocce ball.
Right. Usually what happens is the residents come to us and say, hey, we would like the last thing was a computer. We need a computer. The state does not want to pay for that. Will you help us out? Okay, you do the homework. What kind of computer? How much does it cost? And all of that. They present it to us, and then the board goes, okay, yes or no. And we voted to buy the computer.
Well, that just makes sense. Now, a lot of people have their own computers, but they're looking for one to be like a in a hotel, a business type computer that people can go down.
Yeah, for their committee in the home. They have their own committees, and so they could keep track of their money and stuff.
Okay.
They needed a way to do it, but they didn't have the funds. I mean, they're limited on their funds personally, so they come to us and they suggest us purchasing different things, like the dance floor. You know, they wanted a dance floor.
Well,
of course, the state's not going to pay for this,
right?
The dance floor, so we did, and let them have it.
And I know every year at Christmas time, you all pick up their, they have, you know, a gift request. And
they do.
Y'all are part of that.
And decorate
and,
all the...
And decorate. Yeah. Linda's been out there decorating before.
Yeah, but that's, so. I'm just really curious because I think we have listeners right now that maybe would like to do something where they volunteer. And so it doesn't mean that you're completely inundated. Like, it would be something that maybe you could take your knowledge in and help with. I don't know. So you don't know until you attend, or there's
exactly,
a list,
that's
or
it.
You feel,
I mean,
like
we do ice cream socials. We do all different kinds of things out there. And of course, the more hands, the less work for everybody. And it's a nice way to get involved with the guys and girls out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful people out there.
Mm-hmm.
They serve this country, and it just takes a little bit of time and caring to make a relationship with them out there. And they really enjoy it.
With these veterans.
With and these veterans.
And these
out
are
there.
Senior veterans. You know, I know that for a while out there, they were over, you know, it was a couple over 100 years old.
Yes.
That were still, but they were still lively. And,
They still got a lot of spunk out there, let me tell you.
The veterans' homes in California are, first of all, it's not just for, people that are ambulatory that can get around. There's also a wing or a community over there that needs
a neighborhood. Yeah,
neighborhood that needs lots.
They're called SNFside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's for people that are having dementia problems and that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side is they do a lot for themselves, first of all.
Yes, they do.
But they need help.
Well, sometimes, like I say, they want activities or different things to do. They're really into pool. They have tournaments. I mean, they get real serious about their pool tournaments, let me tell you. So we have bought pool tables, resurfaced pool tables. Not that they got upset and something happened to the pool
table. Do they have a piano out there?
They do have a piano out there.
Okay.
What happens with the dance floor? Does somebody come out and teach them, like,
I think what they do is they'll set it up, and on certain days they have somebody come in and play music, and they all get to dance.
So how does somebody?
So it's a portable dance floor.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then they take care of it and everything like that once it's handed to them.
Yeah, they take care of
right.
it. They take care of so most of their stuff.
How does somebody, if somebody's listening right now and they think, you know, this is something I could really do, maybe in honor of their father or their grandfather, or they just know that something happened in this conversation today that touched them. What do they do now?
Well, that all depends. Are you talking about donating?
Do they get a hold of you or a number or?
Yep, they can get a hold of me at 530-221-0101 or show up at our meeting. That's the best way to get to know what's going on with it. Some of the residents, we have about 6 to 10 of the residents that come and have the meal with us, and they tell us what's going on and how they're feeling and if there's something that they need or what they would like to have or whatever.
Fourth Tuesday at Lulu's, what time?
6 p.m.
Okay. So that would be a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So here's your homework. A week from tomorrow, during around the 7 o'clock hour, give us a call. And so we can remind everybody. You know,
that would be great.
Because there may be people going, oh, yeah, I'd like to do that.
They're driving or they're wandering around the house.
True. That's
can't hear
true.
That phone number. I don't know.
There's a lot of people. This is a very giving community. A lot of people volunteer for things. And, you know, Linda, you're just a fine example.
Yeah, Linda.
It's not that you're not busy all the time. But, see, I didn't know you were on that committee.
I've been on that committee for about 10 years.
Really?
I am the president of it.
Oh, so you're the president of it now.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, I have been involved when it got started, just right after the home opened.
Mm-hmm.
The money that we have was given to us by Merle Haggard and Marcus Luttrell. I'm the trustee of that money. And so I'm...
Wait a minute. Let's say this one more time. The money that was given to you...
Given to you
or
for
donated
what?
to the committee...
Correct.
...to get you started was donated by...
Marcus Luttrell.
And Marcus Luttrell, if you don't know who that is, was that Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm. Lone survivor.
The lone survivor who was here in Redding.
Yes.
And we were there for that. You may have been too, but we mm-hmm. were there for when he came and spoke. What a story. So Marcus Luttrell and
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
What did they get together? Did they know each other and say we're going to pull some?
Yeah, there was a.
Tell you what, save that story because
right,
we got to
okay.
take a break.
Okay.
All right.
This is good.
And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Monday, the 17th of July, 7:51 in the morning, and 84 degrees out there already.
Crazy.
Embrace it. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's not the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. However, it is the only one with a watch repairman that can take a watch apart and make it work. Not only that, a huge selection of jewelry ranging from Native American to consignment to estate jewelry, plus specially designed pieces and everything in between at Four Winds Jewelry. I love this place. I've never been wrong. They never pointed me in the wrong direction. With Linda.
Well, it's beyond that. You know, thank you for that. But anyway, they're nice people.
They really are.
They bought
nice
the
people.
Business from nice Leonard. And Leonard has been on our side and supported us since the day that we started on a station across the street. And you came in as a veteran and had a veteran 7 o'clock in the morning, a veteran show. And they've been with us ever since then through all of this and still remain with us. The whole COVID
Everything.
Issue, which people
Everything.
Really know that tough times.
It was. But so, Four Winds Jewelry, hardly recommend them. They're on 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we're here with Linda Kent, who is the chairman or president of the,
I am.
Of the Veterans Home Committee.
Yes.
And it's simple. She's looking for more people.
I need more people.
That's right.
To help with different stuff out there.
And before we left and took the break, you mentioned something, and I saw Carl's face, and we both said that was priceless to watch his jaw drop. He doesn't drop his jaw very often. But when you said Marcus Luttrell and
Merle Haggard
put together,
gave you the seed money to start this
committee. Yes,
they did. You said, I am like, you know, that is...
The mother line.
Yes.
I am. I'm very protective of the money.
As you should
they
be. That's a huge honor.
Yes. Yeah, it is a huge honor.
Yes.
To be entrusted with this money in order to benefit the residents, men and women out there. They're both men and women.
Yes.
Veterans out there to get stuff that they need.
Yes.
And we would like to kind of pass the reins to the younger generation and show them what they can do, how they can help. It's one time a month, basically, we meet.
It's going to be a week from tomorrow at Lulu's.
At Lulu's.
So, what time?
6 p.m.
Okay.
And you have some of the gentlemen or the people who are at the home that come.
Yes, we have roughly 6 to 10 that show up and have dinner with us. And sometimes we just sit there and just tell stories. I mean, it's just wonderful to have that inner reaction.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of the home. They're able to come out of the home and go someplace and have dinner with other people and discuss stuff.
The Veterans Home is a lifesaver for many of these veterans. They live in a very nice area.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like bare bones, or it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Veterans Committee comes in.
It is.
They help out with things like a portable or
dance floor,
uh-huh. Pool tables. It's something to bring up the quality of life for those veterans who have, many of them have spent their whole life in the military.
Right.
Not all of them, but many of them have retired, and this is their home.
Yeah. What a lot of people don't realize is the home was built, and it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But they didn't have a recreation room, which they still don't, which we're working, mm-hmm. maybe eventually get one built. But they didn't have, like, shuffleboard. They didn't have pool tables. They didn't have things like that. And they need stuff like that to keep them busy and have fun. It becomes a competition, too. I mean, you get this neighborhood against this neighborhood, McLeod against Mount Shasta. You know, that's the type of stuff they do. They're veterans, so, yeah.
But, and they are. And what it does, though, is it when they have these things, these outlets there, it mm-hmm. it keeps their mind sharp. It gets, you know, physically, I mean, bocce ball, you think, well, how physical is that? Well, when you're 85 years old or 80 years old, it's pretty physical. You're out there standing
exactly.
up. And,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so here's a chance to, at a, not a lot of time on your part, is to come out and be able to help with this.
You can also donate if you don't have time.
Yeah.
We are a 501c3, so it is tax deductible.
There you go.
And we'll welcome anything.
Because
any little bit.
There
helps.
You go. So, do you have a website at all, or do you have, or just is it more of a, get a hold of Linda?
Get a hold of me, and I'll point you in another direction or help you out. Also, remember, this isn't only the home, but we are part of the Veteran Cemetery as well. It has two branches, so there is a committee out there if you want to be involved at the committee. I mean, out at the cemetery, they're the ones that did like the monuments.
Uh-huh.
Out there.
Yeah.
That was part of that group.
In fact, we had to go through that committee to be able to get our Marine Corps monument up there, which is not up there yet. But we are working on it, and it is a it will be different than any other monument out there.
Right.
Pretty simple, but different.
Yeah, so either way, or both, you can help out, and we'd love to have anybody.
A lot of people are saying, you know, I've retired, and, you know, I've already done my honey-do list. You know, what's something I could do? Well, something like this will not only do a lot for the people,
mm-hmm.
But will do a lot for a lot for the people that are helping too.
People get shy; they feel like they can't really, you know, maybe they've had a change of life or partner's passed or something, and they're just like, "What?" You know, just they're shy, and here's a chance to just come out and be part of a movement, be part of a. Something where you're enriching other lives and doing something fun that's beneficial.
Right. Not only that, but look at the younger people. We have had, like, Boy Scout troops come in and sit with us and things like that, trying to get them involved.
Well, you know, that would be a great Eagle Scout. I could see a big Eagle Scout. They have to do a project. And what a great project they could do is something like that out there. They raise the money, they make sure it happens and all that. So we know some Eagle Scout people that might be willing to help on something like that.
That would be
nice. So, but this is, you know, this is so wonderful, Linda. This is one of the facets of Linda Kent you didn't know.
Veterans Home Committee meeting on Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of the month, 6 mm-hmm. p.m. at Lulu's. Come and see what you can bring to the table.
Yep. Yeah. We'll see you then. Thank you guys for letting me come in.
Absolutely.
And spend this time with you and get that information out.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Linda, for what you're doing there.
For your heart.
Yeah, for your heart. That is so...
Having a heart.
And then, like Linda said, the people that got it started with the money,
mm-hmm.
Marcus Luttrell and... Merle Haggard. I mean, those are two names that it doesn't surprise me a bit, you know, when you think about it.
No, it didn't surprise me none, but I always look at it that if I ever met Marcus Luttrell face to face, I could stand there with honor and say, thank you. I did the right thing with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got, you know, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and also Supervisor Mary Rickert's going to be here.
This is great.
And there's going to be some ground rules, as we do for some of the people that come in here. And one of them is we're going to take your phone calls, but you can just drop your questions to the producer, and we'll ask them from there, no direct. And also we'll put them in the chat room. We're more than happy to ask them. We'll be right back.
And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Brutal heat continues to grip the South. Temperatures in Phoenix hit 114 yesterday. That was the 17th day in a row of 110 degrees or hotter. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss says many parts of the U.S. are used to 100-plus degree temperatures, but others are not.
What's important about this event is that for the Southwest, you've got temperatures that are 110 to 120 degrees in some places for multiple days, and low temperatures that aren't falling much out of the 90s. So it's just a continuation of that heat. The body can't relieve any of that heat stress for those portions of the country.
The U.S. isn't the only place where heat records are being shattered. Europe also dealing with a heat wave. Crews in suburban Philadelphia have intensified their search this morning for a missing 9-month-old boy and his 2-year-old sister. They were swept away after weekend rain swelled the banks of a creek while they were driving to a barbecue with their family. Heavy rains caused havoc in the Northeast over the weekend. The primary suspect in the weekend killings of 4 people near Atlanta was killed in a shootout with police.
Officials say a sheriff's deputy and 2 police officers were wounded Sunday while trying to take the suspect, 40-year-old Andre Longmore, into custody. Police had been looking for Longmore since Saturday when authorities believe he shot and killed 4 of his neighbors in Hampton, Georgia. Officials say Longmore was killed about 15 miles away from the shootings after a Henry County sheriff's deputy saw the SUV that authorities say Longmore stole from one of its victims. I'm Donna Water.
Russia is ending its wartime deal that allows grain to go from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. A Kremlin spokesman said Russia will return to the deal after its demands are met. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Unionized actors have joined screenwriters on picket lines in L.A. and New York after talks broke down with the studios last week.
That is the sound from the picket lines in Los Angeles, where the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA has joined the Writers Guild of America in strikes against Hollywood studios. It's the first time since 1960 that 2 major unions picketed the studios at the same time. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, says the walkout will hurt thousands of workers in industries that support film and TV. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The latest movie in the Mission Impossible franchise was the top moneymaker at the box office over the weekend, taking in some $56 million. Second place went to Angel Studios' faith-based political thriller Sound of Freedom. The Jim Caviezel drama had $27 million in ticket sales. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. United Airlines and its pilots' union have agreed on a new labor contract.
The deal, subject to a ratification vote, would raise pilots' pay by up to 40% over the next 4 years. It follows more than 4 years of tumultuous bargaining that included picketing, talk of a strike vote, and an offer rejected by pilots last November. The new agreement with bigger pay raises reflects the leverage enjoyed by labor groups, especially pilots, as airline revenue soars on the strong recovery in travel. The Airline Pilots Association valued the agreement at about $10 billion. Rhonda Rockstra reported.
Meanwhile, workers for package delivery company UPS have vowed to strike if a new contract is not reached by the end of July. That's the upcoming deadline. Negotiations between UPS and the union, representing 340,000 of its workers, have been at a standstill now for more than a week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 17th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm, and what national day is it today?
It is.
All right.
I'm looking. I'm trying to find a good one.
Yeah. I mean, there's
number four. Number four.
Day for International Criminal Justice.
Okay. That's kind of interesting. All right.
Or National Lottery Day.
By the way, the lotto is at, what is it, $900 million?
Yeah.
What is it? You remember?
Almost a billion.
Lottos never did that before. So what's going on? And so then you have to ask yourself the question, with all that money, somebody's got their finger in it someplace. But it used to be that never went up to $900 million, and now it seems like it's happening all the time.
How many unclaimed tickets there are?
Well, I don't know, but
I'm curious.
But what am I going to do with $450 million after?
Going to open the jail? We're going to build a jail.
I'm telling you what.
The first thing we're going to do, and it's going to say,
"There's
going to
be 10% of it is going to the jail." I promise you, if I win the big one, I win the big one. 10% of it is going to the jail.
Then we're
going to
open a center for people who have mental illness.
A navigation center, which I tried to get.
They go hand in hand.
Donnell,
yes, they do.
I tried to get one opened about 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
Okay. We're going to get to Mary Rickard, Supervisor Rickard, and Susan Wilson in just a minute. Here.
All right. Going to be 107 today. Going to be 107. I'm telling you right now, sunny and hot. Yeah, don't get me on my accents. Clear with around 74 tonight.
Do your Adelaide.
No. South to 7, 11 miles per hour tonight. We could have gusts up to about 22 miles per hour Tuesday. As we go across the board, 103 on Tuesday, 103 on Wednesday. Thursday looks like it's 108.
Yeah, that almost sounds cool.
Yeah, exactly. Now we go up to 112 on Friday. We just put our bamboo shades up on a house. Boy, I'll tell you what, it makes a big difference. And Sunday, we look like Hicks, but I don't care. And then don't you love how I call us Hicks? That's why I start talking like that. It don't fit.
You call us Hicks all the time.
And the weather's brought to you by Shot. That sounds terrible. I'm afraid to say anything today because I'm going to be judged like, hey, you shouldn't say that. I'm just going to be who I am. I'm real. And the weather's brought to you by Shots of Gas Propane, located in Anderson, 365-2793.
A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other programs there for you, people that work with them. They're really great people, the Kenny family. Okay, if it's the third Monday, it's Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with Susan Wilson.
And I am here.
And she brought with her Supervisor Mary Rickard. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Supervisor Mary.
good to be here.
You got a big day ahead of you. You were talking about some of the, just what it is to come on the show this morning, and then you've got to be in McDowell, and you have this, all the hats.
I have another meeting, and then I will be going up to Fall River Valley for getting some things done there, and then this evening on to McDowell for a tour tomorrow with a group of women that want to be educated about for ag in the classroom. They're the ones that go into the classrooms and teach kids about agriculture. So that's really important.
That's great. And, that's one of the things that's missing from our education
process today is all these extra things like ag in the classroom. You know, we're so stuck on reading, writing, and arithmetic. We shouldn't be.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
say.
We shouldn't be, but yeah. Some of those extra things are the things that connect the kids to their school.
Right.
And get them to enjoy reading
and
writing.
And helps us
and arithmetic.
Be well-rounded.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, would you rather have a diversity class or one on ag that tells you how to feed people?
Oh, I'm a master gardener. I love ag.
Okay, Supervisor Rickert here is there, but you're here to talk about you had a code of conduct.
Yes, I did bring forward at our last board meeting on July 11th a code of conduct, and I was hoping that we would get that as a policy that would be implemented. And it's basically the code of conduct was for the members of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors to agree to abide by the following code of conduct. And then it lists a couple of pages worth of just basic kind of standards and that we could follow so that we can communicate civilly. I think it's important to kind of restore decorum and civility and back into the board chambers. I always use the standard, my husband and I do in our beef business, that we wouldn't sell a piece of meat that we wouldn't feed to our own grandchildren, and I wouldn't want to have a meeting that I wouldn't want my grandchildren to be present. And so that's kind of the standard that I want to abide by. And I still feel that it's important that we as leaders in Shasta County set that example and set the standard for how people should be we should be treating people and people should be treating each other.
You know, I have a question for everybody here at the microphone. Is that do you feel that, you know, we can always blame, people will blame Trump, they'll blame people, but do you think perhaps that COVID, during the COVID lockdown, and people became so angry that government, what you could and you couldn't do, that people are it's like almost like a PTSD lash out of people just feeling so
helpless
that they've become
angry.
They're angry at anything that has to do with any kind of
restrictions of the right.
Restriction of the right. Thank you for completing that sentence, but it's absolutely correct.
There wasn't anything like this, or very little anger before that.
There was. It's just, I think COVID kind of triggered it. But, you know, I don't really necessarily think that we need to continue. I think that there needs to be a little more self-awareness, a little bit more self-regulation. I don't think so much just people getting up and saying whatever they want. I think some people... You know, really don't hear themselves in what they're saying. What our board meetings are, is they're a place for us to do business for the people of Shasta County, and that's what we need to focus on.
Well, right. The people have a right for that 3 minutes.
Absolutely,
and we may not agree with what they're saying, obviously,
correct.
And we don't like the, you know, I mean, and we've had instances, as we know, where people have said really atrocious things, and there's been blowback on that, mm-hmm. as we all know. But how do you restrict? Is this code of conduct just strictly for the Board of Supervisors, or is it for the people in there?
This is for the Board of Supervisors. People that come to the board, they have the right to say what they want to say. But we as a board also react to that sometimes. And that's important that we have the self-control and the regulation to be able to not overreact. And I think that that's important, too. I think we need to be consistent in our dealings with people, and we need to be respectful.
And I want to support Mary on that. You know, in California, we have the Brown Act. It tells us how do we run meetings, right? You know, people have a right to come up and speak their piece on even things that are not on the agenda, you know, to say things that they want to say. One of the things that has happened, though, is that I think throughout California, I don't think it's just our problem.
Oh, it's throughout the nation.
So
that people are tired of of being told this is the way to live your life. This is what to do with your children.
Right.
You don't have a say about what we do with your children. I mean, there's anger out there.
There's anger out there. So last year, they actually modified the Brown Act. The Brown Act used to say you can get up and you can disparage people. You can do whatever you want. That action was actually directed towards the board. And one of the things that we see now is action from attending member to attending member in the audience. So last year they modified the Brown Act, actually, to address disruption in the meeting. So I just wanted to read this. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically the bill that passed authorized the presiding member of the legislative body conducting a meeting or their designee to remove or cause the removal of an individual for disrupting the meeting. And then they go on to define disruption. Where do we have the definition for disruption? Means engaging in behavior during a meeting of a legislative body that actually disrupts, disturbs, impedes, or renders infeasible the orderly conduct of the meeting, and includes but is not limited to, and you can charge them there's some other stuff there. But I think that when we talk about managing the audience, we have, as a board, you know, we require in California for that board to be very, very conscious of what the public is saying. One of the other things that the Brown Act describes, though, is you don't respond to that. You know, and when I teach the Brown Act to mental health boards, which is a complicated situation, you know, as far as the skill of the members and so on, I just say, with every person, you smile and say thank you. You nod, smile, and say thank you, no matter what they said. And you don't say a single solitary word. You know, you just let people say what they're going to say. Because people are not there to talk to the board. They're there to tell the board something, you know. And so I think one of the things that really would contribute to civil discourse in our board of supervisors is to think about how do you run a meeting even according to the law.
Okay, that's a good one.
We have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. They are stocked up with fruit trees, all types of great plants like blueberries and strawberries and
anything
else you can imagine. They carry vegetables,
one of my favorite places,
herb plants, seeds, and so much more. Also, they have a new statuary at Gold Leaf Nursery. I love water.
Yeah.
Features.
Fountains.
They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road. They are open Tuesday through Saturday. So you can head on down tomorrow and get that, and you can garden in the morning or in the evening. Probably not during
or
the
wait,
middle.
Or wait till fall.
Or wait till fall. But no, you can't. It's Gold Leaf Nursery, locally owned, locally operated, good people there. We'll be right back.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, Al Pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of July, 21 in the morning, 80 plus degrees out there already. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions in Judy Maxwell's business, and she started this business in 1993. If there's anything about insurance and financial management that Judy doesn't know, they haven't invented it yet or made a new law. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance plans, and remember that State Farm, Farmers, and several others have pulled out of California when it comes to homeowners insurance, and you're kind of in a quandary, what do you do? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review of your programs and an evaluation. And she has helped so many people in the past when it came to getting, really, it gets down to it, fire insurance. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with Supervisor Mary Rickard, who is a guest of Susan Wilson. And from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, we're talking about civility at the, not just at the Board of Supervisors, though that one seems to be the lightning rod, but in all public meetings. And to kind of go back to where it used to be, we had a meeting, and it was about law enforcement and everything at Sequoia Middle School. I don't know if you remember this. It was years ago when Rob Pelletti was the police chief.
Oh, right.
And there was the DA was there, the highway patrol was there and all that. And I moderated it. And the problem, there was one time that somebody jumped up and started speaking over another person. And I said, that's not here. We're not going to do it. Don't do it. And you know what? People didn't do it. But that was years ago, and things have changed.
Yeah. You know, but one of the things that I know, because I moderate a lot of forums, you know, I do all those candidate forums, those can be pretty testy, you know, and you act consistently, you approach it the way you want it, and then you try and get people to buy in, you know. And I have to say, even with some, you know, this last election, those forums were full,
mm-hmm.
and they were full of angry people. But we managed to work through every single thing in some kind of civil way. There is a way to do it, but we have to put it in our heads, and we have to expect it from others, I think. I think it's not enough just to say, we're going to act civilly here, no matter what you say and no matter what's going on. You know, I think we have to start approaching things in a different way. We can get a lot more work done if we quit spending time fighting about it or yelling about it or whatever, you know, I think.
I just find the a code of conduct. I think everybody understands the code of conduct. I think the concern comes into the fact that one supervisor idea of what is acceptable,
mm-hmm.
and another supervisor's
idea of what is acceptable.
Idea of what is acceptable is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
At what, you know, like Patrick Jones is the board supervisor, or the chairman of the board. Next month it's going to, or next time it'll be Tim Garmon. They are diametrically opposed in many things.
Mm-hmm.
So then Tim Garmon's idea of the code of conduct is going to be different than Patrick Jones.
Which is and one of the reasons lies, to have
and that to
one.
Me, there lies the problem, uh-huh. is what I think is acceptable is different than, say, what Mary thinks or what Linda thinks. So when you put this down in there, and then the bottom line is, how do you enforce it? Do you say, whoa, that's against the code of conduct? How do you do that, Mary?
The responsibility lies with the chair to run the meeting and to basically set the tone for the meeting. So that's ultimately the person who's in charge of running the meeting.
Okay. So
and you can set the tone. That's what I was trying to say.
If you remember
earlier.
Even before Patrick Jones was here, and the other supervisors, we had Joe Comente, we had Leonard Modi, Marianne, you were there, Les Baugh, mm-hmm. and is that five?
Yes.
Anyway, but if you remember then, those meetings were completely out of control. And you had Joe Comente as the chairman of the board. They were completely out of control. So, see, there's where I'm looking at it is because there are things that are said that I believe I'd have just been gaveling them down and saying, whoa, we don't talk about mm-hmm. people's kids. We don't talk about this. You stay on subject. If you can't do it, you can leave. This mm-hmm. has nothing to do, personal attacks have nothing to do with business.
That's right.
And see, but that's me. And
well, you could come and help.
Well, my ideas of civil discourse. Somebody just said something in here, sent it to us. The family of the founding fathers believed in violent debate. Well, and if you go back and read what they were saying to each other when they were trying to write the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, there was violent debate there. And in our halls of Congress, there were duels fought.
Absolutely.
So thank God we've gone beyond that.
Yes.
I think.
And there's no reason not to go beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
know.
So what this does is does open up what the show is about, is civil discourse in both in all of our meetings. But trying to identify, you know, is what is this? You know, is this civil, what they're saying right now? You know, I think you're doing a horrible job and that you know, you're not supporting us and all this. That's an opinion on, you know, in the open meeting. It's when they go, and your feet smell. See, that to me goes, oh, wait a minute.
And I think that the chair of any meeting needs to take the responsibility for running a meeting well, you know. And you can say to the person, even the person who's doing public comment, you can say, I appreciate you expressing your views, but let's keep the language at this level. Or let's not attack someone in the audience. Or, you know, you can express your view as the chair. I suppose you could express your view as another person on the board as well, but it's really the chair's responsibility to run the meeting.
And I have expressed my opinion.
I know.
Once or twice. Mm-hmm. And I am basically trying to...
That did not meet the code of conduct. Would you agree?
Well, no, I don't particularly. It says we all treat all individuals, issues, and organizations in a fair and respectful manner. So I was trying to bring that back to get so mm-hmm. that people mm-hmm. are treated. And the other thing you have to think about, Carl, is that we as board members, we attend, I think I'm on 12 other boards, commissions, et cetera. And so not only would this apply to our Board of Supervisors meetings, but it also applies to wherever else we are in the community meeting on other boards or at the state level. We are representative of Shasta County, and we have to be on our very best behavior. In my opinion, I think we need to be an example and show strong leadership skills, and that includes respecting others and showing integrity.
And managing a meeting effectively.
Okay.
So that the business gets done.
Let's take a break here. This portion of the show is, speaking of agriculture, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They've got it all. In fact, I saw one yesterday. I was coming back from... it was a truck, I was heading out to the horse, and a pickup truck had a small Kubota, backhoe on it, which is my favorite piece of equipment from, NorCal Tractor and Equipment. It was great. Heading out probably to clear their property or at least get some defensible space out there, which is so important. And it's locally owned, locally operated. Young couple have this. They've been very successful in it. They were started in Redding. Now they're in Anderson. But if you need any type of help like that, or even want to rent a side-by-side to take a ride through the forest, they've got them. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sand, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauchs Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bond. Today, the 17th of July, 8:35 in the morning, and 85 degrees.
It's getting hotter and hotter.
It's going to be up to 106 today? 106? Something like that. Which is really a lot nicer than it was yesterday. But then it's going to be back to 112 later on. As we say, and you know, this is our saying now, when it sucks, embrace the suck. And, you know, work your way through it. Mary, embrace the suck.
I'm just happy to be here.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I have to go again. I'm getting a little shaggy around the ears. My favorite barbershop, the only one I've been to, never had a bad haircut there. I love these guys down there, Tim and Logan and DC before them. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been in the business for, gosh, what, three decades. It's a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon, my friends. Don't go in there expecting to get hair salon treatment. No, it's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. That should tell you before you go in there and say, well, I'd like to have a flip here. No, your flip's going to be with butch wax. They work by appointment, so you can set it up on your schedule. I really like that. I wasn't too sure at the beginning when they were working by it because I just like walking in there. But I tell you what, scheduling is really works. 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with Susan Wilson, chairperson of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Supervisor Mary Rickard. We're talking about the code of conduct that came up. It was voted down 3-2. Mm-hmm. And this is just my opinion. This is, you know, this is a very subjective type of code of conduct, and what works for me sure as hell wouldn't work for Linda. And it depends entirely on the chairman of the board. Presently, Patrick Jones is there. Next time up, Tim Garman, as I mentioned earlier, kind of diametrically opposed in her viewpoints. It'll be really interesting to see what happens when Tim comes in. Patrick Jones, I'm sure, will say, hey, we're doing the people's business. It's working. We're moving forward. I'm sure he says that. He believes that. But the idea of civility, and let's just talk about civility. We've had instances in the Board of Supervisors that are just appalling. Mm-hmm. May I say that?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about not just the audience, but some of the things that happen on the board.
To each other.
Yeah, advocating recall of another mm-hmm. of another board member. Some of the things that are said there, but there's got to be some kind of ground rules that you can listen to somebody, listen to what they say, and then move forward. So
I agree.
I think everybody agrees on
that. Yeah, I totally agree, too. You know, and everybody has a right to speak at some point in the meeting. You know, that's another way where I think incivility happens is a member of the board doesn't get called on at all. You know, and I've seen this in a lot of boards that I've coached in the past where the person who is the chair doesn't like one of the other people and just never calls on them, whether they raise their hand or whatever.
Well, that's ticky-tacky.
But so is some of the stuff that's going on right now in our Board of Supervisors is pretty ticky-tacky. You know, we need to grow up and square our shoulders.
Well, you know, the thing is have we gotten to the point, and this is just your opinion, Mary, have we gotten to the point where we're beyond that? Or can the Board of Supervisors be a kinder, gentler climate? Or should it?
Well, that was my intention, to bring this forward so that there's a little more self-awareness. There's a little more, again, I like to use the word self-regulation. And I just think this was patterned, and it's very similar to the rural counties, RCRC of California, their code of conduct. I mean, there was very little of the verbiage was changed. So this isn't something that is unusual. Most organizations, most groups have some kind of code of conduct. And I think a framework is important so that, I mean, look at Congress and Senate. I mean, yes, they have outbursts and this kind of thing. But for the most part, they do have some code of conduct that they're asked to adhere to. So it's not an unusual request. And so I actually have had several supervisors from outside of Shasta County contact me who would, you know, from Butte County, for instance, Trinity County, who are aware of this and contacted me and applauded me for at least making the attempt. So other counties are watching. You'd be surprised a number of contacts I have from other counties. Everyone in the state is watching what's happening in Shasta County.
But this is also well, we know that. They seem to be making laws down in Sacramento. Some of the questions we got in, somebody asked about the rodeo grounds, and the county has nothing to say about the rodeo grounds, which is too bad, because it's kind of, I have a feeling that all five members of the Board of Supervisors would be standing four square for the rodeo. The other, the Founding Fathers believes in violent debate. Okay. That happens. And I think I addressed that in there. And then, the question about a, town hall discussing election fraud that Jones is happening, what's your email address?
mrickert@co.shasta.ca.us. All you have to do is go on to the website.
Yeah, and it's got it there. Send her an email on that one, because there's two or three questions that aren't clear about this.
Right.
Which falls under the Brown Act.
Yes, there's nuances in terms of the Brown Act.
How many of the supervisors can be there, because is this, are we discussing, you know, a change here, and, you know, so.
And Susan, you were saying the Brown Act was revised last year.
Well, the Brown Act steadily is revised. And
right.
So last year, the revision had to do, one of the revisions, there were three revisions last year, one of the revisions last year had to do with disruptive behavior in the audience, and how does the chair of the Board of Supervisors react to that. And because we had, last month I had Nathan Pinckney on, or Nathan Blaze, or
right,
and you know, he was part of a disruption. So when you look at that disruption and you think about the new rules of removing people from the place, it, you go, what really is disruption? And that's why I read the definition, because the definition's vague.
Yeah, I know, the devil's in the details. Now, Nathan will probably tell you that, I had a right to respond to that.
Yes.
And yet it disrupted the meeting.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And then
but
he
so
was,
then you say, who disrupted the meeting? Did Alex disrupt the meeting by saying
what
a
he
word?
Did? Which he did. And frankly, in my opinion,
that's to me
and
where
again,
it starts.
I am not the supervisor of the board, but I think about right then.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand freedom of speech and all that, but there's ways of putting things that this was uncalled for.
And you don't even have to throw the person out when they do that. You have to say to them, that language is not appropriate in this venue.
Well, and
next.
Exactly. But we have that, you know, personal attacks, all these things. However, again, we go back to being, as you just said, it's so subjective that to say, you know, we are committed to the highest ideals of honor, integrity, and due diligence. I don't think there's a member of the board that doesn't subscribe to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may not agree with what they say. I mean, Mary may take a point, you know, may take a stand on something. And I go, well, I think that's just totally wrong. But Mary believes in it because it's her, you know, that you've studied it and this is what you believe.
And it's okay for us to disagree with each other.
Right.
It is absolutely okay. I often say that out of situations like that comes transformation or change, you know, because we hear other opinions and other ways.
Okay.
Another point I want to make is I am a fiscal conservative, though some people say I'm not, but I am a fiscal conservative. And, you know, we want to use the taxpayer dollars efficiently. And if we have board meetings, and we have had 10, 12-hour board meetings, how is that using the taxpayers' dollars efficiently? You have staff that have to stay overtime. It's just... it's not a really good use of taxpayer dollars, in my opinion.
I heard Patrick Jones address that very question the other day on one of the shows we have on Sundays. And he agrees with you. So there's got to be a way that maybe you have your department heads there who are getting paid a lot of money to be there and maybe not have everybody else have to be there. You know, for whatever reason, take notes or be their assistant or something like that.
Or to answer the questions.
It seems like and if they don't know what the answer is, just say, you know what, I'll get back to you next week. That kind of thing.
That happens
all the time. But I agree with you. I mean, if you've got a lot of people there, I mean, you're in overtime at that time. No, it's during the day, so it's...
Right. Well, sometimes we have night meetings. I mean, we had one that lasted till 11:30, I think.
The idea of 12 hours to me is
ludicrous.
It is. However, this is comments from the public. It seems like it takes a long time, but your job is to listen to the public, that's not what you're saying
at all.
You're just saying is that, you know, this is costing us money because of, you know, blah blah blah. But it's not to cut off people speaking at all.
I've never said. I always feel everyone has the right to say what they want to say.
And on that one, we'll take a break. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, 13 new doctors in our city and county, because these 13 doctors on this residence program they have, not only are working in the emergency room and other places at Shasta Regional Medical Center, they're also working with the VA and their clinics, and Redding Rancheria and their clinics. They are doing they're there to, like I said, go through their residency program, but they're spread out and helping everybody. And next year there's going to be 8 more, and next year 8 more on this 3-year program. Now, the thing about this is, what's it mean? It means that we have doctors here that will learn about just how good Shasta County is in Redding. And maybe they'll stay, or maybe they'll get their specialties and come back. I mean, it's a great program, and it increases our health care at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Thank you. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We still got 8 minutes left, Mary. And then you're gone. she's checked your watch 12
times. I'm on
times.
To the next meeting.
Yeah, Nick, off to the next meeting. Hey, today is the 17th of July, 8:52 in the morning, 85 degrees already. It's going to be hot, my friends, very hot. So the
107.
Hydrate. Don't take your dogs for a walk on the concrete unless you put your hand on the concrete because it's going to be extremely hot. Okay, Liam,
can I ask a question?
Well, we said nobody could ask questions, but what is?
Well, I mean, okay, I guess I'm breaking the rules. My question is, you know, like Reading is a growing city right now, which I think we're all aware of. Like what is the board doing to prevent housing insecurity and allow us to grow? Like what are you guys doing? Because I mean I know that me and a lot of my friends are really struggling to find housing because it's like so
Okay, unbelievably that's kind expensive. Of a city question, but county kind, gets in this too.
No? Yeah, the county and the city both worked on this. You know, I'm on both of the ad hoc
You're committees. On the housing committee.
I'm on the housing committees. And so, you know, just to hit Liam and leave Mary out of it so because she doesn't want to answer questions today. I think the city and the county are working together to provide additional housing, especially low-cost housing. But housing is a problem for us. We don't have an adequate amount at the price that people are willing or able to pay.
Well, this is clear across California.
It's everywhere.
Or the United States or the world.
Well, United States, you can still go to a lot of states and find affordable housing. But in California, it's becoming ridiculous. And people like Liam who are working two or three jobs, you know, they can't afford to get it. So, I mean, you know, the county has programs that you all are working on.
There are. There's a project in Shasta Lake City that I've been kind of on the periphery of for quite a while, and we'll continue to kind of move that forward. So
is that for the veterans? That veterans?
It was. There's been some glitches.
Yeah.
What's happened with a lot of projects is the cost to build right now has escalated so much, you know, in some cases doubled. So it's really put a lot of projects kind of on hold or slowed them down or whatever. So that's one of the issues. And
or changed the size of the project.
Yeah, it has. And so it's a real challenge to get projects off the ground because of inflation and all those kinds of problems.
And it ends up becoming government money because then it's into, you know, we need workers' housing. And we talk about low income, but we need workers' housing.
Well,
you know, that
there is a project in Burney, and I will talk about this, because I know Donnell Ewert came up with me and I got K2 and I got a group of citizens from Burney. We sat down and talked about a project K2 wanted to do, and it has completed, and it is for exactly that. It's for
working families.
Working families, and it's a great little project. It's kind of just east of the Safeway up there, behind the CHP, the Caltrans facility, and so yes, we have. I was able to facilitate that, get everybody on board, get Northern Valley Catholic Social Services involved, and so there's an example of something that
it can be done. Okay,
it was done. Yes,
it wasn't
without its hiccups. I had, you know, some people upset about this or that, but you just deal with each little hurdle, and I continued the lines of communication between the housing developer and the local residents, and it worked out.
Okay.
And just quickly for Liam, there's a lot of money coming out through the legislature to change housing and to add to housing.
You got your ADUs, and then, you know, just in our neighborhood, we were took a walk the other day, and we saw two new houses being built on that other street, you know, a block over from us. Those two new
there's
houses.
But they're also additions on property that have been there
the
before.
ADUs,
Okay,
going back to our what we started out with was the code of conduct. It was voted down. A lot of people feel that it was, you know, some of it was already in the charter for the county, and it kind of came down to being a very subjective. It's very subjective, and I may have made a mistake about the when I said that Tim Garmon is going to be the next chair. That's only if he's elected.
The board
has to make that decision. So it's not the first time that we've seen
the
chairman
board do something different.
No, I mean not just this board, but the city council too.
Well, the city council has done it.
Ask Mike DeQuisto. Ask Mike DeQuisto, who is mayor now. So I guess he was redeemed somewhere in between. Mary, thanks a lot for coming in today. You know, it gets down to civility and being able to work with each other. You know, there are organizations out there that will come in and give seminars on. For CEOs and how to get along with each other.
I would be happy to. Why don't you come and do a 3-minute public comment and suggest that to the board?
as long as I can get on first, because I don't have 12 hours, okay? I don't have 2 hours. I don't have 3 hours. As long as I can get on first and say, hey, why don't you guys get together with, you know, with professionals and just how to get along and move forward. And then, but then
and get your work done.
But everybody, you believe you're doing a good job, right?
I'm trying.
Okay. And I believe if you asked everyone on the board, are you doing a good job, the best of your ability? Every one of them would say, yeah, I'm trying. So there you go.
Got to try harder.
Well, thank you for inviting me today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for showing up today, because and thanks for the hit on the update on what's happening in Bernie. But yes, we need that around here. We could, you know, we could use 100 more. Liam, would you go for a? You'd go for an apartment, right?
I don't care.
They don't care.
Bernie's a little far to commute, though. I'm afraid.
So, okay, everybody, thanks for tuning in today. Tomorrow. Who do I have on? Oh, Ready Rancheria rolling in tomorrow. And they're going to bring the hydrogen, you know, they're opening up that new hydrogen facility, and the expert on that is going to be with them.
Excellent.
To talk about that, head of their economic development group of Ready Rancheria. We're going to talk about hydrogen, but then all the other things that are going on with Ready Rancheria. Everybody have a great day. It is going to be hot. Please take care of yourself, take care of your animals, and God bless America.
Back down. Hey, baby.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.